Good Tuesday morning, church. It is great to share this morning with you, Tuesday morning with you. And today we are in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. God's saving word again for this week is faith. And in this passage, all of us were spiritually dead because of sin, but God has restored us to life with Christ. Christ has broken down the walls that separated Jews and Gentiles and has united people of faith. So let's begin reading here in Ephesians chapter 2. In the past, you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and sins. And at that time, you followed the world's evil way. You obeyed the ruler of the spiritual powers in space, the spirit who now controls the people who disobey God. Actually, all of us were like them and lived according to our natural desires, doing whatever suited the wishes of our own bodies and minds. In our natural condition, we, like everyone else, were destined to suffer God's anger. But God's mercy is so abundant and his love for us is so great that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In our union with Jesus Christ, he raised us up with him to rule with him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of his grace in the love he showed us in Christ Jesus. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Jesus Christ, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. You Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcised by the Jews, who call themselves the circumcised, which refers to what men do to their bodies, remember that what you were in the past. At that time, you were apart from Christ. You were foreigners and did not belong to God's chosen people. You had no part in the covenants, which were based on God's promises to his people, and you lived in this world without hope and without God. But now, in union with Christ Jesus, who used to be far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Christ himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles one people. With his own body, he broke down the wall that separated them and kept them enemies. He abolished the Jewish law with its commandments and rules in order to create out of the two races one new people in union with him in his way, in this way making peace. By his death on the cross, Christ destroyed their enmity. By means of the cross, he united both races into one body and brought them back to God. So Christ came and preached the good news of peace to all, to you Gentiles who were far away from God, and to the Jews who were near to him. It is through Christ that all of us, Jews and Gentiles, are able to come into one spirit, into the presence of the Father. So then, you Gentiles are not foreigners or strangers any longer. You are now citizens together with God's people and members of the family of God. You too are built upon the foundations laid by the apostles and the prophets, the cornerstone being Christ Jesus himself. He is the one who holds the whole building together and makes it grow into a sacred temple dedicated to the Lord. In union with him, you too are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through his Spirit. And today's verse is Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 4. God's mercy is so abundant and his love for us is so great in that while we were yet spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. And so I just praise God for the miracle that is revealed in this passage of Scripture, Now, you and I do not have to live lives that are, where we are servants, to live out the desires of the flesh, but now we are made one with Him in God. Let us pray. Lord God, thank You for Your abundant mercy and love and for offering me life through Your Son, Jesus. Renew and revive my spirit each day and nurture me each day with Your precious and holy word. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end today. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be blessed.